always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Well, hello, everyone. Good people of Earth and the known universe, greetings. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment News, and I'm your host, Keith. And definitely has some interesting entertainment news to report to you. Can't wait to let you know what's going on in the world of Hollywood, TV and film. So starting off, guess who got caught smooching in Paris? Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse got caught kissing in Paris, yes, of Riverdale fame. For those of you who don't know, Riverdale is a TV show on the CW. It's a great adaptation of the Archie comic. Cole Sprouse plays Jughead Jones, and Lily Reinhart plays Betty, who's also Veronica's best friend. And what's interesting is that on the TV series, they play boyfriend and girlfriend. I guess life truly does imitate life. Art, excuse me. Life does truly imitate art. So they were in Paris, the city of love, of course, on Monday. And I guess they had been keeping this under wraps for a while. But I guess they started seeing each other since the Comic-Con from 2017. So the cast of Riverdale includes Skeet Ulrich, who plays Jughead Jones' dad. Machen Amick plays Betty's mom. Lachlan Monroe plays her dad. And Marisol Nichols. So I guess they were in the RiverCon convention. It was a 3-day Riverdale fan convention in Paris. Wow, so Riverdale really is taking and picking up, really just becoming huge. It's a great show. I enjoy watching it myself. I had no idea that there was a fandom for it like that in Paris, that they did a convention. So that's really cool. So, I mean, while on the trip, Lily took to Twitter and she thanked her French fans for coming out to support the show and the cast. I mean, she wrote, "Thank you so much to everyone who came to RiverCon. I'm so fortunate to have met all of you. It truly was an experience I won't soon forget. Thank you, and I love you." So, but this is like the first time they've been seen spotted kissing in public. I mean, they have been photographed before, I guess, you know, canoodling on the beach, while they're on vacation in Hawaii. So, but now, officially, they have not confirmed their relationship. But hey, when you look at this picture, they're involved. So, but Cole Sprouse told Elle Magazine last year that, quote, "I'm one of those guys that never is ever going to talk about my private life with the public sphere. I mean, people can talk about the Jughead as much as they want, but when it comes to the personal relationships, I've spent much of my life separating work and play, so I will continue to do so." Okay. I mean, that's a great quote, but, you know, pictures and actions speak louder than words. So, yeah. So, but, you know, hey, they're great on the show, and I imagine they're great together. So good for them. I'm glad they're enjoying themselves in Paris and that the show is taking off and, you know, the fandom for it is growing and burgeoning and getting huge. I mean, RiverCon, that's really cool. This TV show is, it's Riverdale is the town that Archie and the gang live in. So I think it took me like maybe 2 or 3 episodes in season 1 before I realized that this was a takeoff of the whole Archie show, because it's very subtle. You don't know that at first, which was very clever when they did that. But it's really good, and it's very dark. It's dark, it's funny, it's humorous, it's very compelling. So if you haven't seen Riverdale, you should check it out. And you can see Lily and Cole in action as they perform and act very well in that TV series. So yeah, I had to mention that. So I was surprised. I didn't even know that they were a couple. But hey, glad I'm doing the entertainment news. You find these things out. So it's very cool. And now also, it looks like Lily did write something on Instagram recently. She said, to the man who has showed me more beautiful places in this past year than I've ever seen in my whole life. We're marking Cole's 25th birthday last August. Thank you for all the adventures, and here's to many more. Looks like the adventure is definitely on. That sounds like they're involved, definitely. Meanwhile, there's a scripted TV series on E, the E channel, the only scripted show called The Royals. It's where they do their version of the royal family. It's different people. It's a different take on the British monarchy. The show is really good. It's very, very good. Apparently, the up-and-coming next episode in season two, King Robert, the oldest brother and the oldest sibling, he makes a bold power play move. He dissolves the government in Great Britain, which means that the Prime Minister, the House of Commons, and the House of Lords have no more authority, and that he is the absolute ruler. So that's going to be a great episode to watch. King Robert is played by Max Brown. So what happens in the most recent episode, there was a blackout in London, I believe South London. And when that happened, King Robert took it upon himself to go out in the streets and meet with the people because they were told that they couldn't cross a bridge. And that almost started a riot. He came out and he calmed the crowd down and marched with the little girl across the bridge. And he marched all those people on that bridge to the palace. So they got to go in there and hang out with the royal family and, eat and drink and talk to the king. So, King Robert is coming across like a real people person, like a man of the people. And if you want to become a popular leader, monarch, or president, I mean, that's definitely something that you'd want to do. So in the new episode, there's a scene where he says, if Parliament fails, and they certainly have, the king is compelled to command that Parliament stand down until such a time as good, efficient government can be restored. Therefore, as is my solemn duty, per the Constitution, I hereby announce that Parliament is dissolved. From now on, the mantle of power rests entirely on me, he assures the people. So his mother is played by Elizabeth Hurley. She's the queen, queen mother, Queen Helena. She's in shock that this happens. A wayward black sheep of an uncle, Cyrus, has a different take on it. He calls him that brilliant bastard because he was admiring the move that King Robert made. And King Robert's brother, Prince Liam, is in shock as well. Prince Liam, and then there is his twin sister, Eleanor. So that's what's all going on the Royals. That should be a really exciting episode to see because we haven't seen the British monarchy make that move in modern times, whether it's in fiction or nonfiction. So to see this fictional take on the British family and their monarchy, to see a king make that move, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So I am excited to watch that. In other entertainment news, Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan, or Dewan, I might be saying her name wrong, have a split. They seem to be very happy in all these years. I was surprised to see this. Like I said, when I do the entertainment news, I learn something myself. So it seems like they have separated after 9 years of marriage. They have one child together, 4.5-year-old Everly. They broke the news themselves. They made a statement on social media, sharing a statement. They read that, we fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another. But love is a beautiful adventure that is taking us on different paths for now. There are no secrets nor salacious events at the root of our decision. Just two best friends. Realizing it's time to take some space and help each other live the most joyous, fulfilled lives as possible. So, I mean, I'm a little confused on that. I mean, when you read that statement or when you see that, you're like thinking to yourself, okay, if you're in so much love, then why are you splitting? Why are you separating? I don't understand that. But it'll be interesting to see if they're able to reunite or where that takes them. Apparently, Jenna would get upset when people would state that she had a perfect life with her husband. She stated that no one's perfect. So, I mean, and I get that. She also stated, quote, "I think there are such great things as great fits. It is a great fit as long as you are growing together. And I think up until this point, we've really grown together." So only time will tell if we'll find out what really is going on with that split, that separation. But yeah, I'm as shocked as everyone else is. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, this story. Rob Kardashian is furious with Blac Chyna. There was an incident at Six Flags. So Blac Chyna got into a fight. So the question is, and what's trending now is, because of the situation and this scene that Blac Chyna allegedly caused, will Rob Kardashian take her to court to get custody of their daughter, Dream? So apparently, all this went down around Easter time. So on Sunday, Chyna was filmed getting into an altercation with another woman at Magic Mountain in Valencia, California. She's at the amusement park with her daughter, Dream Kardashian, and her son, King Cairo. She has a son, King Cairo, with Tyga, who I believe was Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend. Yeah, it's like a soap opera. Yeah, it is, definitely. So there's videos of the fight show Chyna taking off her pink jacket and then attempting to use the hot pink, her child's hot pink toy car to swing at somebody. And then, you know, then there's, you know, footage of Chyna being held back at, you know, from, you know, by several different people. So it's just, I'm like, who gets into a fight at the amusement park, especially when you're with your children? I'm trying to figure out what that's about. So apparently, you know, after the whole thing went down on Sunday, Chyna went to Instagram and she sent a message to her fans, and she said, that, quote, "Being famous is hard enough dealing with scrutiny, but when someone feels comfortable to come and touch your child, it's a whole other story," she said. "I do not condone violence, nor am I a violent person, but shout out to all of the amazing mothers out there that will protect their children at all cost." So it sounds like that Blac Chyna maybe was provoked because this person, maybe a fan, didn't have boundaries. So, I mean, that's possible. I mean, I can understand. So, but apparently, you know, Rob Kardashian has another take on the whole situation. I mean, states that he was furious with Chyna because he felt like she was putting their daughter Dream in danger. You know, he allegedly plans to file papers to try and get more custody of Dream and to reduce Chyna's child support. He hopes the judge will see that he wants the best for his daughter, and that putting her safety first is in the best interest for everyone. So, but now, Rob also apparently, according to an insider, Rob Kardashian Jr. states that he feels that, you know, Dream should be chaperoned when she's dealing with Blac Chyna, just to make sure that she's safe. So apparently, you know, Rob plans on filing legal documents asking for a hearing to set clear rules for Chyna on what is appropriate and what is not. But now Blac Chyna's lawyer, Lisa Bloom, responds that Chyna has the right every mother has to defend her own children from strangers trying to touch them. If Rob wants a custody fight, he will have one, and he will regret it. We already beat his sister Kylie in the meritless case that she fought against Chyna. I need to know what that case was about, because I don't know what that case was about. I have to do some research on that. Definitely, because I don't know. So I missed that one. I missed that memo. Now, Chyna's attorney, Walter Mosley, also tells E! News that my office has not heard anything from Rob regarding a change in custody. At this point, these reports are pure speculation. However, defending your child from dangers has never been grounds for a change in custody. So, you know, will he or won't he? Will he file for a new custody agreement and less child support? So a Six Flags Magic Mountain rep addressed the Easter incident and stated that last evening a verbal and physical altercation broke out among two visiting groups. Our security department responded immediately and both groups were escorted out of the park. The safety and security of our guests and employees is our top priority, and we have zero tolerance for this type of behavior. And, you know, and that's the statement that Six Flags Magic Mountain was supposed to make. Very professional and very to the point, and it makes a lot of sense. So only time will tell to see what happens with Black China and Rob in custody of Dream. And we'll be back with more after this break.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And hey, we are back. Hello, people of Earth. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment News. I'm your host, Keith. And there's just more entertainment for you. Stuff to make you say, oh, that's interesting. Okay. It's good to know. Definitely. And on deck, it appears that Ronnie Ortiz Magro from Jersey Shore is now a newfound dad. He and his girlfriend have a baby girl now. So his girlfriend is Jen Harley, and she gave birth to a baby girl on Tuesday. And Ronnie is very excited about being a dad. So now his Jersey Shore fans were speculating that a birth was coming because Ronnie has skipped their London premiere of the MTV's highly anticipated, I guess it's a reunion, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So so now Jen took to Instagram Monday, and she was documenting, you know, her visit to the hospital. And she was waiting for Ron to arrive for the birth of their child. So very happy for them. Congratulations on being a new dad and having your baby girl. Ronnie Ortiz Magro, if I'm saying his name properly, Jersey Shore. And just when you thought they were over, they are back. They are back. Now, also in news for you, entertainment news-wise, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. Basically, you know, rumors have been swirling around for a while that he and Vin Diesel have been feuding and not getting along. That was the first thing that was spoken about in regards to Dwayne Johnson. Then later on, there was a feud apparently with him and Tyrese. So in this regard, Dwayne Johnson clears some things up. He wants to clarify that, yeah, there was definitely a feud with him and Vin Diesel. And if you watch the last Fast and Furious movie, there weren't really any scenes with Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel where they interacted that much together with each other. They had more separate scenes than within the previous film. So, and the 45-year-old superstar, you know, he talks about this in Rolling Stone. I guess he just breaks it on down about what happened between him and Vin Diesel. So, and basically all this transpired when he stated in August of 2016, he posted a lengthy Instagram post stating that he calling out, you know, certain male castmates from the Fast and Furious. He said, you know, being chicken crap and candy ass and not conducting themselves as stand-up men and true professionals. So he didn't name any names, but you know, everyone thought he was talking about Vin Diesel. So and they pointed out, like I said before, that in this last film they weren't really seen together within the film. So and then basically Johnson does confirm the beef. He says that is correct, telling Rolling Stone, we were not in any scenes together. Johnson also says that their feud stemmed from a disagreement about professionalism. So I wish I could have heard this conversation. He states that Vin and I had a few discussions, including an important face-to-face in my trailer. he shares, and what I came to realize is that we have a fundamental difference in philosophies on how we approach movie making and collaborating. It took me some time, but I'm grateful for that clarity, whether we work together again or not. So, and, you know, Dwayne Johnson's most recent film, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, was very successful. It came out right around the time of Star Wars last December, and it did very well. And, you know, Mr. Johnson is kind of still being coy on whether or not he'll be in the next installment of the Fast and Furious franchise. I think it'd be Fast and Furious 9. Wow, that's a lot of those movies. And it's not set to hit theaters until 2020. Look, I enjoy the Fast and the Furious. I'm not a real big car guy, but I enjoy watching those movies. They're lots of fun. It's good tentpole entertainment. There's very, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good blockbuster if it's done right. But I have to say, I mean, how many more times can you drive those cars, dude? Just saying. You're getting up there now, man. You're getting up there with these movies. So, but he did state that there is a spinoff of the franchise called Hobbs and Shaw, and that will be co-starring him and Jason Statham of, you know, Snatch, and he's been in a few films, The Mechanic. Jason Statham's a great actor. I like him a lot. I could totally see him as being a new James Bond, but I digress. And there's another film that he did, The Transporter. Yeah, he's in those films too. But I guess they're going to do a spinoff together. And that's funny because, you know, that should be out next year. I do want to see that, but that cost a few between, you know, Dwayne Johnson and Tyrese Gibson, and that was very public on Instagram. Tyrese was very upset that he didn't get to have a role in the spinoff, and he was very vocal about that on Instagram. So it's going to be interesting to see if, you know, Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, will be in Fast and Furious 9. So we'll see. And he did say one more thing about Vin Diesel. Actually, Vin Diesel is now 50 years old. Was not aware of that. He says, "I wish him all the best, and I harbor no ill will there, just because of the clarity we have." You know, it's actually, you can erase that last part about no ill will. We'll just keep it with clarity. Ouch. But now, last year, you know, Vin Diesel, he didn't really speak ill of The Rock publicly, not at all. So here's what Vin Diesel said, but this was last April. We don't know what he's saying this April. He said, "In my house, he's Uncle Dwayne, and I'm proud of that." He said, "We still love each other. That's my boy. When I was making that difficult decision, should there be an 8 or not, I called Johnson, and he said, 'Brother, I will be there shoulder to shoulder with you to make sure it's the best movie in history.' And he delivered." So that's what Vin Diesel said last year, you know, a year ago. So, but, he hasn't responded to what Dwayne Johnson just said this week. So we'll see what happens with that story. Dwayne Johnson versus Vin Diesel. Carrie Underwood, American Idol winner, Grammy Award winning country singer. She's sharing photos of herself now inside the studio following, you know, the face injury that she had. So she's slowly returning back to the spotlight. About 5 months ago, she had a fall at her home in Nashville, and that required her to go into surgery for a broken wrist, and she had to get 40 to 50 stitches on her face. So, I mean, she's just now starting to take pictures again. So, I mean, and I can see how, you know, if that was me, I would be self-conscious about that too. I mean, anybody gets stitches to their face, you're going to be like, I'm not going to look the same, you know. And if you're an American Idol singer, you know, You're the whole package, you know, the way you look, the way you sound, you know, so people, yeah, so there's a lot of pressure with that. But I'm glad she's on the mend. So, yeah, on Wednesday, she posted a captionless black and white shot of herself in the recording studio. It was just a side profile. So, and but she looked good though. When you take a look at that picture, you know, she was wearing like a hoodie with her hair pulled back, and just one side of her face was clear, so we didn't see the other side. But, you know, her fans were very supportive. They, you know, they're saying things like, such a pretty woman, what stitches, I'm so glad you're doing better, and simply beautiful. So that's good. You know, you want to have good fans. You want to have people rooting for you and supporting you, especially when you, you know, go through an accident and have to get surgery and stuff. So I'm happy to hear that she's on the mend. It looks like in February, her and her husband also did a selfie. It was the first picture that she did in honor of the hashtag End It movement. You know, it shows both of them side by side, and you see their face, and there's like an X sticker over both their mouths. It's a pretty cool picture, actually. So you should, yeah. So, and Miss Underwood, we look forward to seeing more and more of you and hearing you sing again. So we wish you all the best. Colin Farrell, the Irish international movie star heartthrob, has checked himself into rehab voluntarily in order to get ahead of his substance abuse issues. So, we knew that Colin Farrell was definitely a party boy years ago, doing all kinds of things. Thought that he had been well. So, it looks like he's been going through some things. So, he checked himself into a rehab at the Meadows in Wickenburg, Arizona. So, and he, you know, he's 41 years old now. He's been open about his substance abuse issues in the past. And, good for you for seeing that that you're having a problem and that you need some help. Because, you know, a lot of times people just don't want to admit anything's wrong. So, you know, my hat's off to you for knowing that you have a problem. States that he was overwhelmed for the past year and the urges start to come back. You know, with being so busy at work, he just felt out of control and thought maybe he should just do something to be preemptive about that so it doesn't get out of hand. So, you know. And apparently the Meadows is basically a famous spot for celebrities in regards to rehab. I did not know that Arizona had the spot. Selena Gomez has been there. Tiger Woods and Kate Moss have all spent time in that facility. So, and it looks like the last time he was in rehab was in 2005. So he was in for recreational drugs and painkillers. And for a while he had been sober. He states, I don't take it for granted and I don't undermine how difficult my journey to getting sober was. But now I'm in a really different life and I don't miss it. He said, I'm very lucky in that respect because I know people who have had a longer period of sobriety than me and they still miss it every day and it's a struggle for them. So yeah. And when you're an addict, you know, they say it is every day is a struggle. You know, you're always an addict, you know, you're just either in recovery or you're not. So, you know, we wish Mr. Farrell the best. He states, all the madness and all the chaos and all the people around me got so tiring after a while that I had to find another way. And while I don't live a monk-like existence, I have a new appreciation for solitude that would have terrified me years ago. I'm glad the madness is over. It was an interesting experience, but I'm glad it's passed. So, and he had told, you know, Ellen DeGeneres last May that he had been sober for 10 years. So, but I definitely believe that he is on his way to recovery and he'll be just fine. You know, checking yourself in and not having to have your friends or loved ones do it for you, that's a very, very strong, positive statement. So, yeah, once again, we wish you all the best, Colin Farrell, in your recovery. So, good for you. And I look forward to seeing you do some more great movies. So, The Lobster was a trip. Yeah, you guys need to see that film. It was something else. Prince Philip. I've got some news about Prince Philip, and I will be talking to you about that very soon. Prince Philip, and I got to talk to you about a very famous news anchor person who was selling off his place. And so much more to talk about with entertainment today. That and what's going on with Cindy Crawford these days. I will tell you all about that after this break. So don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast. I'm Keith, and I'll be back after this message.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Well, hello, people. Welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Keith. And got some more entertainment news for you to talk about. And we will go with, we spoke about the Royals earlier today at the TV show. Now let's talk about the real life Royals. Prince Philip. Yes, that's right. Husband to Queen Elizabeth II, father to Prince Charles, and grandfather to Prince William and Prince Harry. He is recovering satisfactorily following a hip replacement surgery. So the prince, who's also the Duke of Edinburgh, is 96 years old. Man, talk about living a life and being blessed. He doesn't look it either. He underwent hip surgery on Wednesday. And according to the Royal Communications, everything went successful. Yeah, he's progressing satisfactorily at this early stage. His Royal Highness is likely to remain in the hospital for several days. He's comfortable and in good spirits. So Buckingham Palace made this announcement on Tuesday that he was admitted to King Edward VIII Hospital in London, England, for for the surgery. So then he had it on Wednesday. I guess he had been experiencing hip problems when he missed the traditional Royal Maundy service at St. George's Chapel alongside his wife earlier in the month. He was also absent at the Easter services with the Queen over the weekend. So we'll see. We'll see how the prince is doing. So far, he's doing well. So that's great. 96 years old. If your hip goes out at 96, then you've done okay. So, wow. But apparently, I guess he had been admitted to the hospital several times in recent years. But hey, at 98, you're doing pretty good. I mean, 96, you're doing really good. You're almost 100 years old. I think he and his wife may be the oldest living monarchs ever. That's amazing. It really is. I'm still like, wow. Okay. So, and in other entertainment news, yeah, Mr. Matt Lauer, he is selling his 11-room apartment in New York City. So, and Mr. Lauer, who is now apparently 60 years old, did not know that. He's selling his Upper East Side apartment, Upper East Side of New York City, that is. And the asking price is starting at, what, $7,350,000? It comes complete with 4 bedrooms and 4.5 baths and even a private elevator landing and a corner library. Wow. I mean, you've got to be making some real coin to have an apartment like that in New York City with the library in it and 4 bathrooms and an elevator for your apartment. Okay. Of course, other rooms include a large laundry playroom. That became a staff room, apparently. A private master bedroom suite, which includes 2 large dressing rooms, 2 marble master bathrooms, and a master sitting room den. So, and then it looks like the apartment also includes multiple 1985 Andy Warhol prints of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. Yeah, that's on the walls. Lars' estranged wife, Annette Roek, was born in the Netherlands. So, and yeah, they're definitely going through a divorce. So Matt Lauer is currently living a very private life in the Hamptons right now. He's keeping it low key. And he's rarely been seen at the apartment that he's putting up for sale. So, and this goes back to when he got fired last November due to alleged inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. So Mr. Lauer has been spotted at Sag Harbor multiple times since the scandal broke, picking and dropping off his three kids, Jack, 16, Romy, 14, and I can't understand the name of his 11-year-old, Fizz. Huh. I'm probably saying that wrong, 11. So he would pick them up for breakfast and Jimmy Jim's Deli. So he still spends time with his children when he can. But yeah, he's not really at the Manhattan apartment anymore. And his, oh, Roek. Okay. So basically, his one child is still in the States and his other two are in the Netherlands with his estranged wife at this time while they go through this divorce. So Annette is done playing the loyal wife and says their marriage is completely over. Now it's just about selling their divorce and separating their assets. Yeah, their other, yeah. So their oldest son is in boarding school. Yes. So that's what's going on with Mr. Matt Lauer selling that apartment. So $7 million. Wow. It's a lot of money. I guess that's normal if you're wealthy and living in New York City, I suppose. Very interesting stuff. Cindy Crawford reveals her motley regrets and why, you know, she's just concerned about her daughter, Kaia Gerber, you know, as a model. And, you know, she just wants to make sure that her daughter is going to have a, you know, a good career and not go through too many troubles. So it's very interesting to see that, you know, Cindy, Miss Crawford has, you know, two kids now and, you know, her daughter's a model now. And she looks very similar to Cindy, pretty girl. Miss Crawford is now 52 years old. She's definitely a supermodel. And she's in the town and country's main issue. And inside that issue, she opens up about, you know, what's like raising two kids, Presley, 18, and Kaia, 16. You know, the model industry. And, you know, being married to Randy Gerber. And the one career move she wishes she could take back. She states, I'm really lucky because I don't have a Me Too story. Well, yeah, that's good. That's great. It's fortunate. As far as being a mother of two young people going into fashion, of course, I worry. She admits, but let's be honest. My kids are blessed in that business because they aren't coming in as unknowns. People will know I will come after them if they mess with my kids. Over the past few years, Presley and Kaia have certainly made a name for themselves, you know, in the industry, you know. Appearing in campaigns for designers like Calvin Klein and walking the runway, you know, in fashion shows in Paris. So for Chanel. So they have the name, they have the look, and they're doing well. But, you know, Cindy still gives them advice. And of course she would. You know, this is, you know, this was her expertise. She's a legendary model. You know, she modeled for a long time and she's still modeling. So, but she states that her regrets. I've done nude photos, lots. The only ones I regretted were the ones that I kind of got talked into, she reveals. I don't want my children to ever look back and think, gosh, I wish I hadn't done that. I want to empower them just to say, I'm out of here. I want to empower them and just say, I'm out of here. Just don't do it. If you don't feel right about it, don't do it. So, you know, that's good advice. So, and I appreciate her honesty, you know, in that regard. So, and she states that, you know, Cindy definitely is very close to Kaia. They talk every day. She says, we talk every day at least and text. If she doesn't text me back within 15 minutes, I do want an all caps and a lot of exclamation points. Just respond, okay? Or else I'm going to track you through your Uber account. And that's funny. So just being a mom. So, you know, good for Cindy Crawford, and good luck to her kids, Kai and Presley, in their modeling career. May it be bright and glorious. Kristen Bell shares a sweet pic from her wedding day with Dax Shepard. So you know how celebrities are always like just posting different Instagram things. A lot of times random stuff. Some stuff you're like, okay, that was great. Some stuff you're like, why'd you show me that? And so apparently Miss Bell was very inspired by her husband, Dax Shepard, and she just wanted to, you know, post a picture of a picture from their wedding, you know, their wedding day. So, and, you know, I think that's cool. I think that's very cool. You know, this happened on Tuesday. She's in a new TV series called Good Places. She was also a part of House of Lies with Don Cheadle. That was a Showtime original series. She was pretty good in that. And, of course, she's very famous for her original role, Veronica Mars. So, you know, Kristen Bell's been around for a while. And she's also in the Bad Moms movies. And she does a good job in that. Yeah, she does. She's really funny. So this Instagram pic was from her 2013 wedding. And it just says, no special occasion necessary. It says, on our wedding day, just cause. So it's a black and white image of herself giving her husband a smooch. So, and that's cool. And Dax Shepard did the same thing, you know, earlier. In March, he shared a photo on Instagram. And he was kissing his wife. And it says, cause why the F not? Hashtag momshell. Like bombshell, that's cute. They are the parents of daughters Lincoln 5 and Delta 3. And their fifth wedding anniversary will be this year. So that's great. Kristen Bell is 37 and Dax Shepard is 43. And they started dating in 2007. Where they were married at the Beverly Hills County Clerk's office October 17, 2013. So no fancy wedding, just went to the clerk's office and got it done. Okay. So many people just want the bells and whistles and make this big elaborate ceremony. I guess Kristen wasn't tripping on that at all. So yeah, you can see the picture. It's really nice. You'll like it. They seem to be very happy together and they have lots of fun. There's also an Instagram picture that they took, and it's they're at a costume party. It's a Peaky Blinders themed. And they're both wearing pageboy hats, vests, and trousers, complete with ties and pocket chains. They look pretty funny and cute together. So, yes. So, very nice of Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Need more happy married couples in Hollywood. So, like to see that. Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy is doing some different things now. She's stepping outside of her, you know, her comfort zone, and she is in a new spy thriller called Killing Eve. So, and, you know, it's a BBC America thriller. And it's a TV series. And it's based on novels by Luke Jennings. Sandra plays Eve Pollastri, a bored, deskbound MI5 officer who becomes entrenched in the high-stakes world of a brilliant psychopathic assassin. Villanelle, if I'm saying it right. I guess there are Villanelle novels. The actress is played by Jodie Comer. And the latest killer she's been ordered to bring down. This is the person that Sandra has to bring down. And it's a cat-mouse game going on between the two of them. And it states that Sandra's character, Eve, becomes obsessed, you know, with catching, you know, this killer. So it's going to be interesting. I didn't even know that Sandra was doing this. I mean, I first saw her before Grey's Anatomy. Or was it doing Grey's Anatomy? Where she is in the movie Sideways. That's a great movie. Thomas Hayden Church and Paul Giamatti. That's a great movie about the wine business and wine tasting and loving wine. And it's a comedy. It gets a little dark and it's very funny. And Sandra Oh's in that and she's great in that movie. You know, I saw her from that. And then I saw her on Grey's Anatomy. She was one of the characters that I did happen to like a lot on that show. She played the love interest of actor Isaiah Washington, Burke, on that show. So she was a part of that Shonda Rhimes empire and train television. Grey's Anatomy is still going on strong on ABC. And then they're way past like 10 seasons on that show. So, but we look forward to seeing this TV series. Definitely want to check it out. Killing Eve. I want to see it at BBC America. And so much more after this break.
Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
And welcome back. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Keith. And some more news for you. Some more entertainment news. Taylor Swift. Yes, folks, Taylor Swift is back in the news. And you know what? You want to know what it's about? Taylor Swift gives a surprise performance and does a shot on stage in Nashville. What do you mean that's a shot? No, not with the gun. No. No, Taylor Swift, basically, did a surprise performance. She made an unannounced guest appearance on stage this past Saturday during the country music songwriters Craig Weissman's headlining the show. There were about 40 people at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville where she started her career. So she, you know, she popped up. She was like wearing a black turtleneck and, you know, had her hair pulled back and a ponytail. You know, when she came out on stage, she got a standing ovation already. She did some acoustic versions of her hits, Shake It Off and Love Story, and did a shot of Fireball Whiskey with Weissman. Wow. So I've never known to, you know, no one thinks about Taylor Swift actually drinking, so, or alcohol at least. So during the show, he talked about the CMT after party at his office building that Swift attended. See, he states that I got her a shot of Fireball and then I got her another one, he recalled, according to the, you know, he recalled. So for the rest of the party, I would go get a shot of Fireball and snake my hand through the, you know, through the people in a general direction. So I didn't even know if she took it, but it would disappear when I looked down. You know, when I looked, it was gone. So Swift Ladin said that she and her friend Ed Sheeran stole Weissman's large inflatable bottle of Fireball that was standing in the corner. So, and then Weissman, you know, popped up with a silver insulating mug containing several tiny bottles of Fireball. And he said, for old time's sake. So, hey, so Miss Swift is popping back up, you know, doing her thing. So, you know, we always love to see musicians do surprise performances, especially when, yeah, that's the whole fun of it. You know, especially when, you know, someone that you like just pops up out of nowhere and it's like, hey, I'm going to sing a few songs. You're like, hey, okay, that's cool. Wasn't expecting this. So, yeah, so nice to see Taylor Swift is back on the scene again. Cardi B and Migos collaborate again for her new single, Drip. Her new album comes out this Friday. Yes. And her new album is called Invasion of Privacy. So we're looking forward to hearing that. So this is not the first time that they did a collaboration together. And yes, people, Migos aficionado Offset, that is her fiance. So it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing that song and hearing the album, actually. So, and Jared Leto, folks. Jared Leto, famous actor and lead singer from 30 Seconds to Mars, is hitchhiking across America in honor of their new album. So, you know, and he always seems like the kind of guy who will, you know, just go the extra mile and do different things. The 46-year-old actor announced that he was going to do this in honor of the new album, which is called America. You know, he states that it's a, you know, it's a pretty adventure. You know, he won an Oscar for the Dallas Buyers. I'm going to say that wrong. Dallas Buyers Clubs. He won an Oscar for his performance in that. For those of you who didn't know, Jared Leto is also in the Blade Runner 2049 film that came out last year. And he is the new Joker in the Suicide Squad movie that came out. And I like to tell you, I think he did a great job as the Joker. coming up behind Heath Ledger is not an easy feat. Jared Leto did a great job, in my opinion, playing the Joker in the Suicide Squad. He gave it a whole different take, and it was very gritty and dark, and I enjoyed it. So, and I've yet to check out his music in 30 Seconds from Mars. But yeah, he was talking with Ryan Seacrest, and he stated that I'm going to hitchhike, among other things, across the country from New York City to Los Angeles. I'm going to jump on a donkey in the Grand Canyon and take a hot air balloon. And one of his pit stops was the 30 Rockefeller Center in New York, where he went on the stage to the Tonight Show, and he hitched a ride with rapper A$AP Rocky. So that must have been a cool ride and a good conversation between those two guys. He also stopped by Times Square to greet some of his fans and gave performances at Grand Central and Times Square. He even sang with the gospel choir at Penn Station. Okay. He's going to be going to Cleveland, where he'll visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you got to do that. And he's also going to be making stops in Chicago to see the famous Sky Deck. So, okay. This apparently is not his first time hitchhiking. He states that he used to hitchhike quite a bit as a kid. He also talked about the perks of, you know, going on the open road. You see a lot of unity, he states. You see a lot of things that are very different from what we might expect from what we see on the news. You see a lot of people getting along. You see a lot of beauty. You see a lot of inspiration. And Jared, I'm glad that that's the experience that you have, but that's not always what happens when people hitchhike. So, but hey, I'm glad you're having a good time. Look forward to hearing your album, America, with your band, 30 Seconds from Mars. I think that's pretty cool. So good for you, Mr. Leto. Keep on keeping on. Now, Dancing with the Stars, they're going to change it up. Looks like. Oh, and by the way, Jared's 30 Seconds from Mars album comes out on April 6th, apparently. So that should be cool. Just have to check that out. But yeah, Dancing with the Stars is going to change it up. They're going to do an all-athlete season. And it's going to feature Adam Rippon, Tanya Harding, and Jamie Anderson. So that's going to be a trip. So I can't wait to I might have to watch that. I haven't really watched Dancing with the Stars, but I've been dying to watch that I, Tanya movie about Tanya Harding with Margot Robbie in it. It got great reviews, and it looks really interesting, and looks like that movie has helped to bring Tanya Harding back to the forefront. So it'll be interesting to see her do some dancing. So, and apparently it looks like the fans have been wanting to know if they've been wondering if Adam Rippon was going to do this or not. So, because I guess, you know, there might have been a schedule conflict, but he's going to do it. So that's pretty exciting. So, yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. He states that I think it would be a great opportunity and it would be really fun. So, yeah, I think it would be fun too for you. And he went on to further explain that the dates are going to, you know, like the dates are all going on during the Stars Ice Tour. So it would be a lot of traveling. I've never danced with a partner before. You know, I'm used to being a one-man show. He says, I think my dancing skills are more like solo skills. Usually I'm a crazy person, like really outgoing, kind of like loud. So when I go out, I'll just start dancing a little bit and I'll be having a good time. And usually people think like, oh, she's crazy. He continued poking fun at his dance skills. That's not wrong, but usually it looks like I'm going to hurt myself, and that's by myself. I don't know what kind of insurance there is. So that's going to be interesting. Oh, he's crazy. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. Tanya Harding, Adam Rippon, and Jamie Anderson. 4-week mini edition of the competition series. So that's going to be a whole new thing too. And in more entertainment news, Meghan Markle has visited her mom in Los Angeles to go over the royal wedding details. So she flew back home recently to see her mom, Doria Radlin, over the weekend. And, you know, talking about her plans to marry Prince Harry. So that's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how this wedding goes down. You know, the invitations have already been sent out. So apparently Megan went to show her mom designs for the dress. So, and she's working closely with her pal, Jessica Mulroney, on the wedding details. So Jessica's mom is planning a trip to London soon. She's going to help Megan with the wedding planning. And it's also going to be an opportunity for her to get a chance to meet, you know, the royal family for the first time. Now, she has met Harry, and she met him at the Invictus Games in Toronto, Canada, last September. So that's good. I was about to say, you haven't met your future son-in-law, but she met him, but now she's got to meet the rest of the gang. So, but preparations for the wedding are underway. Yeah, they announced that they chose a florist for the special day, and like I said, they've already sent out their cake and sent out the invitations. So that's good. So that's going to be interesting. In more news, Kris Jenner states that she will not be managing Kanye West or Travis Scott. So I wasn't aware that she was even considering doing that, but I guess she was. So, you know, Kris Jenner seems to be the most famous momager in Hollywood at this time, but she states that she has no plans on managing her kids' significant others. Apparently there were rumors swirling around that she was going to manage Kanye, as well as Kylie Jenner's boyfriend, Travis Scott. But it states, Kris loves Kanye and Travis, but she's too busy to manage their careers. You know, this is what a Kardashian source states. Kris is focusing on Kylie and Kim's makeup lines, Kylie Cosmetics and KKW Beauty, as well as managing all her kids. Aside from that, Kris is busy filming Keeping Up with the Kardashians almost every day. So, wow, I mean, my hat's off to Miss Jenner. So she's managing her two daughters' makeup products, makeup lines, and she's still filming the TV show. That's a lot on your plate. So, yeah, Kylie also went on Twitter and stated that the rumors were not true, that her mom wasn't going to be doing that. You know, so Kanye and Travis are not on her radar for management at this point in time, but that could change. So we'll see what happens with that. But Kris is always open for new business opportunities in the future. But right now she's definitely focusing on her family. So we'll see. So that could change. She might wind up managing them, but right now that's not the case. And looks like Kanye's doing pretty good for himself and Travis Scott. So they're doing just fine. We're waiting to hear from Kanye. He's over in Wyoming recording his new record. So will it come out this year or next? Don't know. So we will see. We shall see. And Kim Kardashian shares her first family portrait with her new baby, her Kanye's new baby, Chicago. It's a nice little picture. You like it. It's really cute. It's the Easter photo. You know, Kim went on, you know, she went on social media and she talked about, you know, getting that picture together and, you know, and the time it took to get that done. So North is 4, Saint is 2. And of course, Chicago is 2 months old. You know, Kim's wearing a tan maxi bodycon dress while North sports a super cute blue, black and red cardigan with the black shirt and leggings. And, you know, the father-son duo Kanye and Saint don matching white button-downs and black pants. Kim states that, "I don't think you really understand how hard it is to take a good family pic. This was all we got before all three kids started crying. I think I cried too." So that's that's funny. You know, the 37-year-old also stated that she also stated that the follow-up tweet, that one hand holding the baby and the other hand grabbing the back of Saint's shirt because he kept running away. Laugh out loud. Yeah, well, you know, he's just doing his job. The kids are just, you know, they're filled with energy. They're all over the place just having fun. So the Kardashian, you know, Kim Kardashian also opened up about her, you know, her older kids and how, you know, how they are with baby Chicago. Kim stated that she was worried because when about jealousy between the kids, because she experienced that with North after Saint was born. But she states that the kids have been super sweet to Chicago. Well, they better be. It's a baby. So, but that's good. That's good to hear that. She states they love her. She says, I'm so shocked that North is so nice. And she's still, it's her world and she's the sweetest. But it's more like she and Saint have a thing. She's very warm with her sister. So that's good to hear. And folks, thank you for listening to the Entertainment News, Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment News podcast. I am Keith. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys, and I will see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.